I'm about to start a movement that could make me a national hero or incarcerated for life.
Ooh.
Risky, bro.
I like those options.
You could be the judge. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. In order to keep our sanity, we all need to unburden ourselves from time to time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways to do that. Personally, I like to unburden myself on a particular park bench in the city every Tuesday afternoon at 3:15.
Are you still allowed at that park now?
I am.
Is that what the police blotter was about this week?
The unburdening is real, and it is kind of loud, too.
Gross.
And I encourage all of our listeners to come and join me in a mass public unburdening next week. We're going to live stream it on our website, as long as I can get permission from the company.
I'm concerned
how many people are going to show up.
Yeah.
I think a lot would.
I'm excited for this. We're going to get a hashtag going.
No.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I bet after we would get a hashtag going.
Yeah.
A negative
we
hashtag.
Would.
Well, just in case that corporate doesn't improve this, there is another good way to get your burden off.
Okay.
And it's by doing this segment called What's on Your Mind, where we go around the room and vent about what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. So, Brooke, what's on your mind?
On my mind is new love, you guys.
I love love.
Poor Michael.
No.
Oh, my God.
Listen. I am playing matchmaker, and I am already so invested in this new couple that I'm putting together.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Who is it?
They haven't gone on a date yet, but I want to know, do you think it's okay if I ask for text message updates when they do finally go out?
It is not okay. Leave this poor couple.
It's this cute girl that works at our station, okay? She's darling.
Okay.
And then it's my friend's little brother who I've known since he was 13, and he is just fantastic.
Brooke, this person works at our company.
Yeah. So she's so cute.
You know that your matchmaking job now will reflect on the show.
She's gonna
I care,
love.
Because
I'm
if you make a bad match, it shows that Brooke and Jubal in the morning does not know how to match people up.
Or it shows that we're getting a wedding invite in 2 years, okay?
Oh,
I love new love, and everyone, I ship them.
What do you say?
I ship them.
What?
I put them in a relationship together.
Oh my God. This is definitely doomed to fail.
I'm really excited. If anyone else needs my matchmaking skills, hit me up.
Brooke,
okay?
I've been on the show for almost 10 years and you have not helped me once.
Sorry, Jose.
This is not going to end well. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, you guys know I love meeting listeners. I love the fans at comedy shows and at events. Well, recently, I was checking into a hotel and the concierge or the guy at the front desk was a big fan. Now, a lot of times when people say, hey, my sister's a fan, or my wife, I always say, hey, give me your phone. What's her name? Let's do a video for them, right?
Right.
For the first time ever, had me do a take me back video.
What's that mean?
For his girl.
That?
So they apparently had broken up. There was a relationship of 4 years.
Oh.
He goes, dude, listen, my ex is the biggest fan of yours, and I'm trying to get her back, so I need you to do a video for me begging her to come back to me. I know it'll work because it's you.
And did you find out he cheated on her 4 times? And that's why?
I didn't even ask. I'm just thinking, well, I have to do this because he's checking me and he's going to give me a terrible
and
room.
And you already said yes to doing it before you
exactly.
started. So you're kind of stuck.
What'd you say?
Well, I said this. This is what the video sounded like. I was like, hey, Sarah, what's up? It's Jose from Brick and Jewel of the Morning. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, the laugh is real.
Gosh.
James really needs you back. Okay?
He sounds so desperate.
It shifted, right? He gave me talking points, so I had to say things like, listen, he's going to therapy.
Oh my God.
He also said he hasn't smoked weed in a long time.
Okay,
like, you hated that.
Yeah, he's sober.
And he's really working really hard on himself.
Yeah. His parole officer said he's going to be off any day now, so you should really take him back.
Yeah.
What do you think his chances were when you finished the video?
I don't know, but he was extremely happy.
He
thinks like you, like I played matchmaker, and oh my God, this is the answer to everything.
So I'm creating love. You're trying to fix broken. Broken
home. And then I just shifted back to like, thanks again for listening.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Yeah.
Love you.
So if you want to get your ex back, text in 78592. Jose will make a creepy video to send to your significant other. Oh, well, what's been on my mind lately? I think I might be the worst person in the world at small talk.
Oh, you're pretty bad at it.
I think I'm the worst though.
Why?
Because we had a company get together recently. And I was talking one-on-one with somebody, And it went okay for the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then we had a lull in the conversation, and then I just panicked.
Uh-oh.
And my mind immediately goes to the cliche of, like, weather. But I don't want to talk about weather, because everyone talks about weather. So instead, I'm like, oh, well, did you see the clouds today? those were some unique ones. I think cumulonimbus.
Did you really say that?
I really did. And as I'm saying it, I'm like, what are you talking about, Jeff? Shut up.
You don't even sound
and
smart.
I don't. Like, I sound awkward. So
you
dumb.
You sound like the guy who's trying to sound smart.
Yeah.
And your problem also, you have really awkward places where you put pauses in sentences. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
I haven't noticed it, but thank you for bringing it to my attention, too. Now I feel even worse. So
that
I've,
seems reasonable to me.
They were really weird about
like,
it.
Sure.
Did
like,
they walk
yeah,
away?
I didn't see those clouds, but sounds great. No, it was terrible. So I'm gonna go buy a book on how to small talk better, and I'm gonna practice.
I think there's better questions than did you see the clouds?
Yeah. I'm gonna find out what those questions are, and then I'm gonna test them on you later in the week.
Maybe people could text in some better questions for you right now.
We'll see. Let's have people just text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind lately, positive or negative. Get it off your chest.
Now I can't stop thinking about those clouds, man.
I mean, there's some Alto Stratus ones out there. They're looking pretty crazy.
Nuts.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.